Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's mostly clear, 38 degrees in Atlantic. That is our 24-hour low as well. We look forward to be mostly sunny here today with a high of 73. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In local news, the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education held a special closed session last night. When the session concluded and the open session resumed, the board voted to terminate the employment of food service employee Becky Oliver, who worked at the Washington Elementary School. The board gave no reason for the termination during the public portion of that meeting. I'll have more news in just a moment. News time is 7:07.
With advancements in equipment technology, today it's more important than ever to have a farm equipment dealer with good service. This is Chris from Lindemann Tractor, and I believe that our service department is a big part of what's selling our equipment. We have the best combine mechanics anywhere, as well as a whole crew of great tractor technicians. And when it comes to service for planters, I'd put our planter mechanics up against anybody. Just ask some of our customers. They've had years working with our techs. They trust them and value their opinions. In fact, sometimes the sales team is the second contact when our customers are ready to make a move in their equipment lineup. They talk to their mechanic first, get their opinion on whether or not the time is right for the piece of equipment to be upgraded. Then they come see us. And when it comes to crunch time, we have the best service manager around. Matt can get up to 50 calls a day and point to techs in different directions, and together they get it all done. At Lindemann Tractor, you're not only getting a dealership with great equipment, you're getting the best service to go with it. Lindemann Tractor in Atlantic.
Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman said Tuesday that Groenewald, Bell, Kine & Company, CPAs, have released an audit report on Cass County. The report showed the county had local tax revenue of roughly $22.86 million for the year ending June 30th, 2011, which included $1.4 million in tax credits from the state. The county forwarded just over $16.26 million of the local tax revenue to the townships, school districts, cities, and other taxing bodies in the county. The county retained $6.59 million of the local tax revenue to finance county operations, which is a 14.5% increase from the prior year. Other revenues included about $5.38 million from the state, including indirect federal funding and direct federal funding, charges for service, and for the use of money and property. Expenditures for the county operations totaled nearly $11.94 million, which is a 9.1% decrease from the prior year. Expenses included slightly more than $4.16 million for roads and transportation, $1.9 million for mental health, $1.85 million for public safety and legal services, and just over $1.07 million for administrative services. A copy of the audit report is available for review in the Office of the Auditor of State or the County Auditor's Office. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said 58-year-old David Andrew Stump of Glenwood was sentenced Tuesday in U.S. District Court in Council Bluffs to 36 months in prison for possession with the intent to distribute methamphetamine. Stump will serve 2 years of supervised release once his prison term is completed. He's also required to pay a $100 special assessment to the Crime Victim Fund. Stump's conviction was the result of a June 1, 2011 state of Iowa search warrant executed at his residence in Glenwood by local law enforcement officers. 17 grams of actual methamphetamine was found, along with small amounts of other drugs and indication drugs were being distributed. On August 3rd of last year, while Stump was on release pending trial on the first charge, local officers executed a second search warrant at his home. As a result of that search, they seized 6 grams of methamphetamine and other indicators of drug distribution. A federal indictment was returned against Stump on August 24th of last year, and on December 6th, Stump entered a guilty plea in federal court to one of 2 counts of possession of methamphetamine with the intent to distribute. The case against him was investigated by the Southwest Iowa Narcotics Enforcement Task Force, the Mills County Sheriff's Department, Glenwood Police Department, and prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. Authorities say a Nebraska man who supplied crack cocaine that was sold in northwest Iowa has been given 15 years in the federal prison. Federal prosecutors say 32-year-old Dwayne English has pleaded guilty in Sioux City to conspiring to distribute crack cocaine. English would sell crack in Omaha, Nebraska to people who would sell it in the Sioux City area. English, who's from Omaha, must serve 8 years of supervised release when he leaves prison. He was sentenced Monday. He'd already been convicted of conspiracy to distribute narcotics in Nebraska. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said 2 California men were arrested Monday on drug charges after deputies stopped their vehicle for speeding and found 15 pounds of marijuana. Sheriff Jeff Danker said the van the men were in was pulled over on Interstate 80 eastbound, about a mile south of the exit to Highway 6 near Council Bluffs at around 2 p.m. Monday. Deputies detected the odor of marijuana following a search of the vehicle, located the pot in a duffel bag stored in a floorboard compartment. 34-year-old Justin Quayle and 21-year-old Andrew Walton, both of whom are from Santa Rosa, California, were taken into custody on charges of possession with the intent to deliver, prohibited acts, and violation of a drug tax stamp. They were being held in the Pot County Jail Tuesday on $5,000 bond each. Danker said the two pit bulls in the van were turned over to Pottawatomie County Animal Control. And the Cass County Sheriff's Department reported yesterday a Griswold man was arrested Sunday. 58-year-old Kim Delane Perdue was taken into custody on a charge of OWI third offense. Perdue was released later that day on $5,000 bond. Also arrested Sunday on a charge of driving while suspended was 28-year-old Christopher Leon Bomer of Atlantic. He was released later that day on $300 bond. And back on March the 17th, 48-year-old Michael Patrick Amdor of Atlantic was arrested on charges of driving while revoked and interference with official acts. Amdor was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he was released later that day on $1,000 bond. News time is 7:12.
With advancements in equipment technology, today it's more important than ever to have a farm equipment dealer with good service. This is Chris from Lindeman Tractor, and I believe that our service department is a big part of what's selling our equipment. We have the best combine mechanics anywhere, as well as a whole crew of great tractor technicians. And when it comes to service for planters, I'd put our planter mechanics up against anybody. Just ask some of our customers. They've had years working with our techs. They trust them and value their opinions. In fact, sometimes the sales team is the second contact when our customers are ready to make a move in their equipment lineup. They talk to their mechanic first, get their opinion on whether or not the time is right for the piece of equipment to be upgraded. Then they come see us. And when it comes to crunch time, we have the best service manager around. Matt can get up to 50 calls a day and point the techs in different directions, and together they get it all done. At Lindeman Tractor, you're not only getting a dealership with great equipment, you're getting the best service to go with it. Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic.
In our funeral announcements, Daryl Barkey, Dean Bauerkemper, age 83 of Walnut, died Sunday. Funeral services for Daryl Bauerkemper will be this morning at 10:30 at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Dorothy Liebeck, age 71 of Audubon, died Saturday. Funeral services for Dorothy Liebeck will be today at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Harold Pepper Martin, age 93 of Panora, died Friday. Funeral services for Harold Martin will be this morning at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Donald Kerr, age 94 of Manila, died Friday. Funeral services for Donald Kerr will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Church of Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Helen C. Dressler, age 100 of Anita, died Friday. Services for Helen Dressler will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock. At United Methodist Church in Anita, Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has the arrangements. Bill Boodle, age 65 of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Bill Boodle will be on Friday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Warren T. Chaffee, age 86, formerly of Harlan, died February 9th in California. A memorial mass for Warren Chaffee will be held Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dolores Ramsey, age 97, of Manning, died Sunday. Services for Dolores Ramsey will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Roland Eskov, age 87 of Elkhorn, died Monday. Funeral services for Roland Eskov will be Friday at 2 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ruth Polen Hag, age 74 of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Ruth Polen Hag will be on Saturday at 2:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Wilma Andrew, age 91 of Griswold, died Friday. Funeral services for Wilma Andrew will be Monday at 11 o'clock at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Lewis McCall, age 96 of Bridgewater, died this morning at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Services for, or rather, Lewis McCall has donated his body to science, and services will be held at a later date. Steen Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. Maxine Dolch, age 91 of Atlantic, died Sunday. Services for Maxine Dolch are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Clara Heffler, age 85 of Erling, died Monday. Services for Clara Heffler are pending at the Fish Funeral Home in Remsen. Our news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.